Kevin Studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I do deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We are celebrating today, even though it is a bit of a sad day here in Southern California and along all of the sports world. But we still look and we must carry on. Today we celebrate a couple of items. We've got National Bubble Wrap Day. No excitement there. National Chocolate Cake Day. We'll take that one. A little chocolate cake. I must say, I've got two of my sister-in-law's birthdays today, so maybe chocolate cake is in order. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the markets today. Oh, boy, is this a scary one. Taking a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. Been down all morning. Not down quite as much as it was. Down 389 points, almost 390 points. Ow! Yeah, I think we were down almost 500, maybe a little over 500 earlier in the day. S&P 500 down 46. NASDAQ, it's down more than all the others, down 157. That's 1.69%. The Dow is down 1.35%. S&P down 1.4% right now. So the NASDAQ down 1.68%. If you want to call it so, it is the winner right now, down more than all of the rest. We'll talk about what is causing that. We'll talk about, is there a silver lining of any sort? And there's always some sort of a silver lining whenever we look at anything. So right now, silver lining, 2.517. $2.517 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline. California, Calizuela. We're paying $3.52. Again, I repeat myself. Ow! Yeah, Missouri, I think it is. $2.17 a gallon. $2.17. So it's at about $1.40 cheaper than we are in California.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we like to pay more than everybody else. We like to tax more than everybody else. We like to have more homeless. You know, I guess especially in Calizuela, we like to be the state of more. So more taxes, more cost in oil prices, more homeless people, more illegal aliens, the state of more. Sometimes I call it the state of confusion, but it is what it is. What else are we looking at? So oil prices down $1.60 a barrel, 52.59. 10-year treasury down 8 basis points, 1.605. is where the U.S. 10-year treasury is. That is the flight to quality. Bond prices up, yields down. Germany 10-year, 0.38, negative 0.38 is their yield, down 5 basis points. Japan negative 0.047, down almost 3 basis points. That's, again, flight to quality. Even though they don't pay anything on their bonds or you have to pay them to hold your money, that is the flight to quality. Why are we seeing all of this? Well, it all has to do with the coronavirus. What's going on with that coronavirus and the scare, the fear of the virus? China, big time. They've got, I think I read the latest number I saw was about 20 million people are now in quarantine. Listen to a reporter this morning going from one place to another, now quarantined in her hotel room. Can't really move, can't really do much of anything there. All because of the coronavirus. Here's the issue. And I just shared this information earlier this morning with somebody. And we were talking about the concept on this coronavirus that a lot of people don't understand this part of it. And it has to do with the fact that in China, if you're not familiar with the way the Chinese Lunar New Year works, it's a three-week celebration in China. Why is it a three-week celebration for a Lunar New Year? Well, the way their country is, you get it a job assignment. It's a communist country. You don't apply for a job. The government says, this is where you will work. So they send you to your workplace. It then, at the New Year's time, you get a pass to go back home, wherever that might be. It could be 100 miles, 500 miles, 1,000 miles. And, they're not going by airplane over there. Some people are. Some of the elites are. But for the most part, what ends up happening is you're getting on a train and going back to wherever you came from. Well, when that happens, what they do is they're now in another city waiting for their next job assignment. Well, that job assignment comes over the Lunar New Year time, but now we've got all these cities that are quarantined. Well, if the cities are all quarantined, now what happens? Well, the people have to wait until they can get back to where their assignment is after the quarantine is lifted. How long will that take? Well, nobody knows that answer, because nobody knows how long it's going to take to get the vaccines that are needed to curb the issue, right? So now we've seen some of these issues coming to other countries. I saw over the weekend a issue in France. I saw a few of them in the United States, including California. So as we see this happening, we start saying, okay, well, now we understand what the story is here. We've got to watch out for this. We've got to figure, where is it going to go forward? How do we manage this from the standpoint of what's happening in our marketplace? Well, with this fear, there's a lot of concern as to what's going to happen with business, what's going to happen with earnings reports. Disney already closed down. Disney Shanghai, Disney Hong Kong have both been closed now. So you're going to start seeing it filter into earnings reports. Well, the market's been priced for perfect earnings, right? The stock market's been going up for ages. I don't even remember the last time we, other than Friday, had a down day, right? So the market has been looking for perfection. Now you get something like this, and there is fear. There is panic. People come out of the stock market. That's why we look at the market right now and see that it's down so much. Where do they put their money? Well, they can put it into savings accounts. Those pay nothing. So that's not where they want to go with their money. Where do they end up going? What are they going to do? Well, they end up putting it into 10-year treasuries. At least they're going to get a little bit of money in the 10-year treasury. Not a lot of money, but they'll see a little bit there. Or they can go into what we also follow is mortgage-backed securities. If you've been contemplating, if you've been waiting to get a new mortgage, in the next days and weeks to come, we may see some of those benefits that we've been looking for in the mortgage market. I was sharing with private clients earlier today, get in place, get in line, get ready. And then when the market kind of bottoms out, when we see that it's bottomed out, we don't try and time it perfectly, because nobody can time the market perfectly. A lot of people have tried. But when we see those things happening, then we start saying, okay, well, we've got a market now down 370 points. Maybe now is the time to get involved. Now, one thing I'm going to share with you, and I come on every single time we have major market moves. And think about this. We're looking at a market move right now of 1.3%. Do we call that a major market move? It feels like a lot because it's 380 points. But if we would have said, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that the market was down 2% on a $12,000 market, right? Would that have been a major move? Would that have been enough to scare everybody in the world? So my comment here is don't panic. Just do not panic. That, right? The markets always, as I've shared with you before, the markets will always overreact. They always do it. So is today, with the market down 385 points, a buying signal? I can't tell you. Nobody can. But you might nibble here and there if you find something that you really like. If you've got something that's showing profits today, you might look at that and say, that might be a strong item. I look at companies like Beyond Meat up 7.7% today, right? That's something that you need to take a look at. Does it make sense for you? Does it make sense for your family? Does it make sense for your portfolio? That's not something that anybody else should be answering for you, but it is something that you just want to take a look at and see. Don't overreact. Don't go getting into the market and saying, the world is falling. I got to sell. No, don't do that. That's where people end up getting hurt. And I'm going to suggest to you, don't go there. Don't do that. That's not the way we want to operate in the markets. You're going to take, when Warren Buffett, one of the great investors of all time, today's probably a day, and I don't know his account, but it would not surprise me if today's a day that he's looking and saying, what is it that I could buy? Where can I make some money in today's market? I just throw that out there for you to consider. I share with you all the time my thoughts on these things. We're going to get into the next big story when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a great broadcast for you today. A home buying checklist. We'll talk about it. A comprehensive discussion to paying off your student loans. Should you be doing it? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing?
hearing it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will see how we can help you out. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 350 points, S&P 500 down 43 points, NASDAQ down 138 points, the 10-year Treasury down 7 basis points, yielding 1.611. Mortgage-backed securities up 9 basis points. What does all that mean to you? That's the key thing, right? I mean, I can tell you all these different updates, which are basically all data that you can find on that super secret website, google.com. But why is this happening and how does this affect you? Well, here's the issue. The stocks are down. A lot of it has to do with the coronavirus and the markets being priced for perfection. There are 2,862 confirmed cases so far in China. Death toll in China has risen to 81. You got to remember that is coming out of China, so you never know if it's true or not. It's probably understated. 5 confirmed cases in the U.S., besides being very scary from a health standpoint. The fear of the spreading virus can have a significant impact on the global economy. People are starting to stay home, not go places of congregation for fear of catching the virus. As a result of the uncertainty, there is a flight to quality trade with mortgage bonds higher, treasury yields much lower. Right. And that's just a mathematical function. So what do you do with that? Well, our private clients, we're going to be reaching out to almost everybody in the next couple of days saying, if it makes sense, if your short and long-term goals haven't changed significantly, maybe we need to be looking and seeing if there is a benefit to your family in restructuring your home loan. These issues, yes, they are sad. Yes, we do not wish harm or ill on anybody. But when things like this come about, we want to be prepared to take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace. Now, I've been sharing with you for quite a while that later this year, the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year, we will probably see all-time lows on interest rates. But we don't know for sure that that's going to happen. That's a forecast that we have when we look at what many of the people we follow are sharing as far as data-wise and forecasting. Will that be the case? There's no way for me to tell you 100% certainty. Nobody can. But what I can tell you with 100% certainty is if you structure a home loan strategically right now, that does not mean go on to Quicken Loans or something like that, because there's no strategy there. They're not going to share with you the method that I would share with our private clients about how we strategize this to make sure that you get the best advantage of what's happening in the marketplace, right? And that can save you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 by setting this up strategically correct and taking advantage of this market right now. Now, how long is this gonna last? Well, there's no way for us to know, right? Because how long is it gonna take for containment of the coronavirus? How long is it going to take us to know that it's isolated and we don't have to worry about it in the United States, in Europe, in other parts of the world? We don't know those answers. What we do know for sure is if we strategically structure home loans right now, we're protected. We've taken advantage of the market, again, strategically done. Then we can do it again another 12 months or 18 months, 6 months, whatever it is. Take advantage of the market once again, and you won't have a problem because you've done it strategically correct. And unless you get paid a lot of money for your autograph, well, it's not going to bother you one bit. Now, during this week, we're going to see a lot of news. So we're going to see some fluctuation. We've got housing data. We've got the Federal Reserve. We've got inflation data, pending home sales, Case-Shiller Home Price Index, personal consumption expenditures, GDP, all coming out this week. So we're going to see some serious volatility in the market this week. So what I've been sharing with so many people right now, get a loan application in today. can go on a site, SLT Loan App, www.slt, that's Siegel Lending Team, loanapp.com. Complete the loan app, take 5 to 10 minutes, and then we have a consultation and see, does this make sense for you and your family right now? That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Obviously, the big news of this weekend in the United States anyway. Yeah, and it's very, very sorrowful. The passing of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, that's been a very, very big issue. Happening, obviously, in a helicopter crash Sunday morning. I can tell you this. I mean, I read an article, and it was a fascinating story, that the visual conditions in the Calabasas area was very minimal. They had a lot of fog, overcast. But I can also share with you that around the time that Kobe's helicopter was leaving the Newport Beach area, I was leaving, you know, John Wayne Airport, Santa Ana, but I was right in that same area, and it was beautiful. I mean, clear skies, 57 degrees. I could see a long way. And there's times when you can't see from one part of, from the Balboa Island to the Balboa Peninsula. But yesterday was not one of those days. It was beautiful in Orange County. Now, in Anaheim Hills, it was drizzly, and it was foggy, and it was overcast. So just going that short distance, it was a significant difference. Kobe and his and the rest of the others on that plane, all of whom we mourn, right? They probably had no idea when they left Orange County what they were heading into when they got into the other side of Los Angeles. And very, very tragic. You look at the on-court accolades from Kobe Bryant. I don't know the right term is. It's pale, but paled in comparison. Right. I mean, you look in and see what he's been doing since he retired. And I think it's only like 4 years. Right. Very, very involved with his children, started a lot of businesses. My son was with a friend of his who actually worked for Kobe Bryant. He was in the office every day, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. No different than the efforts that he put forth as a basketball player. Right. I mean, he was a relentless worker. So you just look at it and you say, a life taken way too soon. And as a parent, you look at it and you say, you know, he wasn't that much. I shouldn't say this on air, but he wasn't that much older than my oldest son. Right. And then you start looking and you say, you know, that kind of hits a little close to home. And you wonder about these things, and it makes you realize that we have to be thankful every day. We have to live every day to the fullest. We don't know what tomorrow brings for any of us. You had 9 people on a helicopter going to a youth basketball program, just thinking that it was going to be another great day in Southern California, go out and play ball with your kids, and look at what happens. So I would, you know, you need to take a step back. And you look and you say, okay, well, the markets are down. In the big scheme of things, is that what's important? The big scheme of things, make sure you don't forget the what's important. And tell your kids what you think. Tell your parents, well, if you're lucky enough to have parents, you know, that you're appreciative of them. Don't hold these grudges. You hear one of the stories, and who knows what's true and what's not true, that Kobe was estranged from his sisters and parents. I don't know if it's true or not, but you learn from things like that and you say, you know something? What is so important that you give up on some of those relationships? You put some of those relationships out, you know, beyond you. And, you know, maybe it's valid, maybe it's not. We don't know, we don't judge, but you look at your own scenario and say, you know something? I got it pretty good. My kids are there. I can hug them every day. We try and have a family dinner every night. You know, that's just important things that sometimes we forget, right? We don't think about, you know, that every day there is a traffic accident here in Los Angeles. There's nobody that got up that morning expecting a traffic accident. So live, yeah, Caprice, you're right. Live life to the fullest every single day. and be thankful for what we have. You know, you think about the other countries in the world, you know, and we like to fight over every dumb little thing. And you're looking to listen to Chicken Schiff in Washington. And thank goodness that's not representative of the rest of us, of who we are and what we are in the United States. We've got it great here, right? We've got a great country. We've got a booming economy. We can go out and get the jobs that we like. We can do the things that we like. We've got freedoms. Say thank you, because you never know. A 41-year-old was taking his 13-year-old daughter, and I don't know all the other ages, but I just used the one. A 41-year-old taking his 13-year-old to a basketball game or basketball practice and not coming home. That can happen. It does happen every single day. Not on a helicopter necessarily, but it happens all the time. And just take a step backwards and be nice to people. Say hello to somebody. You know, if you're walking, hold the door for someone today. Or, you know, just remember these things, because we are not promised tomorrow. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, first-time buyers searching for existing homes. We're going to talk about a comprehensive method of paying off student loans, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including...
opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivered day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. We'll tell you right there every month what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market believes about your property. Give you a lot of great information on your home. It's just a quick little email that you can actually open up, take a look at, see what is all the information out there. Again, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. First time buyers, they are searching for existing homes this year. In the latest housing trends report, the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, measured the share of adults planning to buy a home over the next 12 months. The report indicates the percentage of all buyers that will be first-time buyers looking to purchase a home grew from 58% in the fourth quarter 2018 to 63% in Q4 2019. The results revealed, quote, millennials are the most likely generation to be making plans to purchase a home within a year, 19%, followed by Gen Z, 13%, Gen X, 12%. Prospective buyers in the youngest two generations are primarily first-time buyers. 88% of Gen Z buyers, 78% of millennial buyers are reaching out to home ownership for the first time in their lives, unquote. With a high demand for first-time buyers and a shortage of inventory in the current market, selling your existing home this year might be your best move. Why? Because when home buyers begin their search, they're not all looking for new construction. Many are eager to find a little charm and character in a place to call home, possibly yours. In fact, according to the same study, there is a significant demand for existing homes. Quote, in terms of the type of home these prospective home buyers are interested in, 40% are looking to buy an existing home, 19% a newly built home. The remaining 41% would buy either a new or existing home, unquote. With showing activity up among buyers and more new construction coming to market, as a homeowner, you have the opportunity to sell your existing house now and move up to a new one or downsize into that better fits your current and ever-changing needs. Bottom line, not all buyers are looking for newly built homes. If you're all ready to take advantage of the low mortgage rates and a high demand for your existing home, let's get together to determine how to market the charming details of your current house to potential buyers. I will share with you some of the information on how to do this because I'm not a real estate agent. I mean, I have a license. It's not what we do at Ron Siegel Radio is we talk to you, we try to educate you on what is in your best interest, how to take advantage of what the market has to offer. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Or text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You can find out what the county recorder knows about your property and what the market believes about your property. All free services from your friends here at Ron Siegel Radio. Just a couple shout outs. Hi, Vicky, Richard, glad to see you with us. Caprice, Jamie, glad to see you all with us this morning. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend. I hope that you're able to enjoy some of Southern California's finest. Let's chat about paying off student loans. There are so many. No, we're not going to talk about the plan. I don't know if it's really a plan from Elizabeth Warren.
It is.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. Elizabeth Warren has this idea of just writing them all off. What about those people that already paid theirs? And I've told you many times you can solve the student loan crisis very, very simply because the under President Bush, 43, the student loans became an item that is not dischargeable in bankruptcy. What does that affect? What is the consequence of that? Well, the colleges could simply increase the amount of tuition without worrying whether they were going to get paid or not, because they knew they can go and get the students, go get a student loan, and the kids can never get out from under them. So the colleges get their money. Federal government then would nationalized all student loans under President Obama. So the federal government now is the holder of those loans, which is why Elizabeth Warren believes that, you know, she can just write them off, no problem. Well, here's the issue. If you reverse that action of President Bush and make it that the student loans are allowed to be discharged in bankruptcy, that's called risk. Right now, the colleges have no risk. They know they're going to get their money. If there is a risk involved of not getting their money back, well, guess what? They're going to be more cognizant of who they lend money to. They might even be a little bit wiser in how much money they spend. We might even see some of the college tuitions drop. Just throw that out there for your consideration. When the college tuitions drop, more people can go to different colleges. The colleges, a lot of them have a lot of money. And there's a lot of ways of getting additional money. Our friend Chris Bissonette has some programs there that really help out when you're worrying about college tuition, where you're going to get the money for it. Today's world, the existence of student loans is more common than ever. 45 million borrowers. The chances are good that most college graduates will have some amount of loan debt. We are finding that student loan debt is preventing people from other life choices like buying a home, getting married, having children, or saving for retirement. So after students leave college, what happens next? What are some smart ways to manage and pay off this debt burden? First question, is paying off student loans early a good idea? Well, the answer, like most things, it depends. Students save thousands of dollars in interest once the loans are gone. Not living within the month-to-month debt obligation increases their cash flow for other things. Having a lower debt-to-income ratio makes it easier to get a loan for a house, make other purchases, build wealth, and save for retirement. Worriers having lower or no debt can be good for their health. The financial burden of debt is stressful for most people. Living debt-free can be extremely liberating. Are there drawbacks to paying off loans early? Students can lose the tax deduction on student loan interest they might receive. In 2020, the IRS allows for taxpayers to claim up to $2,500 in paid student loan interest payments on federal taxes. Both federal and private student loans qualify for this deduction. Each person should strive to have an emergency fund of money set aside. Good starting target for the fund is enough money to cover 3 months of expenses. Paying off student loans early can prevent saving for emergencies. Finally, student loan interest rates are usually pretty low compared to other forms of debt. If a poor person is straddled with credit cards or car loans, paying off these debts first makes better financial sense. Pay the minimum amount of due on the lower interest rate loans and apply any extra payments into the budget towards the highest interest loan until it is paid off. Then repeat this process to eliminate the next highest interest rate obligation and so on. So here the concept is get rid of high interest first. If you've got a 6, 7, 8% student loan, well, why would you pay that off before you pay off a 30, 25, 20% credit card payment or a 10% car payment, right? Pay the higher interest obligation first. How do you make the final decision about paying off your student loan early? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation on the comprehensive way of paying off student loan debt. We're going to also chat a little bit about financial resolutions for 2020. Got a lot going on. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800?
Solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. What are you doing about it? Because it is wrong. All of them are wrong. Mitchell, glad to see you with us this morning. You finally decided to get up. At Credit Sanitizer, they're all wrong. We understand it. We're just watching them all. Oh, let's see. 10 financial resolutions for 2020. Number one, a lot of folks, before I get into them, these are 10 financials that you should look at. 2020, they're good for today, they're good for tomorrow, they're good for a long time. Number one, start saving without a solid savings account in case of a rainy day. Our finances really are not on solid ground, but surveys show that about 40% of Americans could not come up with $400 today in case of an emergency. So this year, make sure you save 3 to 6 months worth of expenses from the get-go. Number two, start saving automatically. Not only should we save, but the key is to save automatically. That is, have a certain portion of your paycheck
10%, automatically deducted. Arrange for it to be sent to a dedicated savings account that has no ATM before the rest of your income hits your account. You won't even miss it, but your savings will grow on autopilot. Number three, invest. Every person should invest for the future in the form of stocks, mutual funds, etc. No matter how big or small the sums you start with, the magic of compounding means that your money will grow exponentially over the years and decades, no matter what the markets do. But the key is to invest as early as possible and consistently. Number four, pay down debt. The landslide of debt facing American consumers is now the most pressing financial concern. Not only has credit card debt risen precipitously in past years, but student loans are at an endemic levels. Medical debt is at an all-time high, and even auto loans are out of control. Commit to paying down your debt this year, because a dollar saved in interest is like $2 earned. Increase your credit score. Keeping a solid credit score is essential in 2020 if you want to put your financial house in order. Not only does a good FICO mean you'll get the best possible interest rates, credit card terms, and loans, but everything from insurance premiums to rental terms and even some job offers are tied to credit scores. Even more important is the need to stay vigilant when it comes to ID theft and data hacks, which will be at an all-time high in 2020. A great credit score can save you money in so many ways. MyFICO.com is one of my favorite resources there. Buy a home. If you're still renting, your list of financial resolutions should include becoming a homeowner, as the average net worth of a homeowner is about 13 times higher than that of renters. When you rent, you're only paying your landlord's mortgage, so why not pay your own this year? Number seven, pay off your mortgage faster, if you like that idea. Number eight, think before you buy. So you're supposed to save, pay off debt, start investing more in 2020. Where will all of this extra month come from? Well, you're probably already spending it elsewhere, such as unnecessary bank fees, interest payouts, impulse purchase, a lot of other stuff. Track your budget. I mentioned this earlier, our buddy Chris Bissonette, he's got that e-money program. You can chat with him about that and educate yourself. No matter who you are, what your situation, or how busy your life, there is no good excuse why you should not be educating yourself to improve your financial future. There are almost unlimited books, guides, videos, podcasts, RonSegoRadio.com, and other resources to help you get in better financial situation. Knowledge equals power. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Our friend Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team help you out every day when it comes to getting your credit scores improved. Going back to our discussion on paying off your student loans, how to make the final decision about paying off your loan early. Well, here's a couple of questions for you. Do you have money saved for emergencies? Are you saving at least up to the company match in work retirement plan? Have you paid off any high interest debt like credit cards? What are the long-term financial goals? Is the interest rate on loans higher than the potential rate that could be earning on that money if it was invested? Would people be happier knowing that their debt is paid off, even if that money could be earning significantly more if it was invested? That's why I share with you, from an emotional standpoint, I cannot tell you that it's better to have a home mortgage. From a financial standpoint, right now where interest rates are, it's very simple to say you're going to get a better interest rate, or you're going to make more money. The delta between what you can invest at in most instances and what you can borrow at is going to put more money in your pocket. So you're better off with that mortgage. From an emotional standpoint, that's up to you. Can you handle the idea of having that extra money and having that extra debt? Throw that at you. So let's talk about the student loan payments. If you're just trying to get by and paying off early is not an option, don't worry. You're not alone, but you're in the majority. What can be done? Each of us has to face this challenge head on and accept responsibility. Paying off debt is challenging, but not impossible. Create a budget and live within those means. Find creative ways to reduce expenses, like making coffee at home, packing a lunch, taking the bus instead of an Uber. A lot of little things can add up. Look for a budget worksheet that you can use. a great free online tool for budgeting. Again, there is the mint.com version, or you can go talk to our friend Chris Bissonette, get the e-money tool that he offers. Exploring various repayment options. If you haven't already, you can take the time to explore a variety of repayment options based besides the standard repayment plan. Federal Direct Stafford Loans have several different repayment options to reduce monthly payments. Proceed with caution. The longer the payments are stretched out, the more interest is paid over the life of the loan. You've got a graduated payment plan to lower payments at first and increase them gradually every 2 years. An extended repayment plan to stretch the payments out evenly over 25 years. And a variety of income-based repayment plans, that's IBR, and pay-as-you-earn repayment plans. The standard repayment plan, all borrowers of an eligible federal student loan are automatically enrolled in the standard repayment plan if no other plan is selected. The repayment term is 10 years. The payment will be at least $50 per month. A standard plan is paid off quicker than the other plans with a lower in total interest amount. But because of the shorter time frame, the higher the monthly payments will be. The graduated payment plan, all borrowers of an eligible federal student loan are eligible for this plan. The graduated plan allows up to 10 years to repay, and payments start low and increase every 2 years. Under this plan, you will pay more in total than under the 10-year repayment standard plan. The extended repayment plan, all borrowers of an eligible federal student loan are eligible for this plan. The balance due on the loan must be more than $30,000. Payments may be graduated or graduated amounts with an extended term of 25 years. The monthly payment amount is determined based on how much needs to be paid to finish paying off in 25 years. Generally, payments made under the extended repayment plan will be less than the standard graduated plans detailed earlier. However, you will pay more for the term because it's over the life of the loan. It's just a longer time period. IBR, the income-based repayment plans. These are an interesting source. There are some places now you can actually get a home loan and use the IBR. Four types. Revised pay-as-you-earn repayment plan. The repayment plan is a repayment plan with monthly payments that are generally equal to 10% of your discretionary income divided by 12. Monthly payment income amount is based on adjusted gross income, family size, and total eligible federal student loan balance. Repay payments are spread over 25 years. The pay-as-you-earn plan, PAYE plan. This plan is the same as the repay above, as that I noted or discussed, except you must show that you can't afford to make the payments under a standard plan. Under repay, you don't have to show financial distress. Pay repayments are spread over 20 years. IBR plan is a repayment plan with monthly payments that are generally equal to 15% of discretionary income divided by 12. And the income contingent repayment plan, RCR, is a repayment plan with monthly payments that are the lesser of what you earn, what you would pay on a repayment plan with a fixed monthly payment over 12 years, adjusted based on income, or 20% of discretionary monthly income or income divided by 12. So it gets a little complicated, but you can go on different sites. Again, call my friend Chris Bissonette. He'll help you with all of these things. He'll even show you ways to position assets so you can get more in student benefits. Just throwing that out there for you. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.